Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, Mary Traveland. Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program. We'll be here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place. Lee Riza is on scene, ready to... He's running the boards. He is answering the phones. He is... I don't know what all he does. That's just... That's the part that I'm familiar with. He just pretty much runs the whole station on the weekends. That's all there is to it. But anyway, we are here to talk about your gardening plants, and I hope that you'll pick up the phone, give us a call, and give me a chance to help you. That phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288, trying to clip something in place, I just got it, 1-800-288-9227. It's called a radio log, and I forgot that I hadn't put it up where I could see it this morning. 1-800-288-9227. This ought to be a good morning to call through. We're just right on the cusp of the spring gardening season, just a few weeks away, a few weeks, and one more really bad cold spell apparently coming tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Let's go to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. He is sponsored today by a Fort Worth business, Whiz Q Stone. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us, and I kind of segued the wrong direction there. I said spring is right on the horizon, and you want to talk about winter jasmine. And I know that Tucker Reed's going to talk about the jasmines in an hour as well. Tell us about one of your favorites.
Well, I love the late winter, the winter garden, January, February. There are just some gems out there that are wonderful to recognize, and one of those, of course, is winter jasmine. This is Jasminum nudiflorum. This is a shrub that right now is blooming at the main entrance to the garden. It forms a 3 to 4 foot mounded, mound with arching branches. The stems are square and green, giving the plant an evergreen appearance even after the leaves have dropped. And right now, 1 inch wide yellow flowers appear all over the shrub. This is always the case late winter. Sun to part shade. It tolerates poor soil. It's moderately drought resistant. This is a tough, rugged shrub with good winter interest, and I think it's good for covering a bank or a slope because of its growth habit.
Yep, it sure is. Don't see it very often in nursery, so do you?
No, you don't.
Yep. All right, do you have any classes coming up this spring?
Well, we do. We have a number of classes that we offer through TCU's Extended Education Program. Many of those classes are taught at the Botanic Garden. I'm teaching one, and people can sign up for those classes through our website. They can click on education and get a complete listing of all the classes that we offer at the Botanic Garden this spring.
All right, that's fwbg.org, folks, and then click on education, FWBG, as in Fort Worth Botanic Garden. What is your class? Do you remember? I know you teach a lot.
I'm teaching residential landscape design, and I've got another one in February that I'm teaching.
I know you teach a lot of different things, different places. So anyway, and butterflies in the garden, third and final. We need to give people the heads up to get their tickets ahead.
Oh, by all means. This is a wonderful exhibit. It runs March 1 through April 6th. People can buy timed entry tickets now through a link on the garden's website. And if anybody's interested in volunteering for this event, we do have volunteer opportunities and training. We need people standing in the hallways, guiding the crowds. We need people in the conservatory, staffing the doors and so forth. So lots of opportunities to serve as a volunteer during this exhibit. And again, you can go to our website and click on volunteer options and see what those opportunities are.
These are tropical butterflies, many of them?
Well, yes, we will have many tropical butterflies. Yeah, over the course of the exhibit, we will have released 12,000 butterflies in the conservatory, and most of those are tropical. We will include some native, but most of them will be tropical.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that people understood it was in the conservatory. We've said it three times now, and because otherwise paid admission to the garden, is 110 acres, that sounded kind of random. But but this is specifically in the conservatory. And, folks, these times sell out. So if you have a date that folks are coming into town, you might want to go ahead and do that right away. And that is done on the... on the website, right? On your website.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always make sure, just double checking there. All right, that's fwbg.org, and you give the 24-hour information number, please.
Yes, that is 817-392-5510.
All right. And how would somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden on a 73-degree Sunday afternoon in January?
Well, very easily. We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Folks, it is a beautiful botanic garden, and you'll enjoy seeing it in the wintertime. It really is a pretty time to see through the garden and see the whole design of it all. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist there. Thanks, my buddy.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Sponsored by WhizQ Stone, Mike and Derek Wisnand. Great, great people. I hope you'll have a chance sometime soon to go out and see Mike and Derek and all of the staff at WhizQ Stone. They are so upbeat. They are so professional. I think we've all been in stone yards where you go in and you just, well, yeah, they're over there. Well, not at this place. They work with you. They help you. They show you. They have demonstration gardens right outside their sales building, and they show you what you can do with their stone. They have classes in the spring to demonstrate to you what you can do with their stone. They have complete contact with the landscape contracting industry because they are very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, active at the leadership level. You don't find more involved horticulturists, stone experts. I called over there the other day. Derek was out in a stone quarry buying, and Mike was away for that afternoon doing some other things, and so that's just the way it is. They are out there finding the best for you. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They have a complete line of pavestone products at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday, 817-429-0822. It's whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, 4501 East Loop 820 South Fort Worth, WhizQ Stone. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, please do call right now. This is a good time to call through. We have one call ahead of you, and we're going to take that call right now. So you'll be just about next if you'll call now. Roy in Azle. Roy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Doing fine. Appreciate your call. I think almost everybody in town now knows where Azle is as of the last month or two. Sorry for the reasons. How can I help you?
Okay, I've got I'm pretty sure native cedars in my yard. They all are healthy and doing fine, except for one. I noticed last summer some of the limbs were dying, and now as we get ready to go back into next summer, about half the limbs are dead. It's got some healthy growth on it still, but I do not know what's happening to it.
Okay. I have grown up all of my life around their eastern red cedars, and we currently live and have for 37 years on 11 acres of them and pecans. I've been around them, and I've had a few die through the time, so I'm pretty well versed on them. There are not a lot of insect or disease problems that will bother red cedars to the point of killing them. Let me ask you a few questions. Maybe I can get a better picture from my mind. How close is this to other red cedars?
It's got a healthy red cedar about 10 feet away.
All right. And which direction is it?
The healthy. Sick one would be on the east side of the healthy one.
All right. And what side of the sick one started to die first?
It appears like it maybe was the south side.
Okay. I want you to look at its proximity, the healthy plant, the west plant, and see if there's any possible correlation between shading and where the branches have died. When we built our home 37 years ago, we had a deck put on the back, and it is zigzag because we had a red cedar forest. They were beautiful. We looked right out into a wall of green. And as the pecan trees over our house got larger and the cedars got taller, they began to denude one another. They lost all of their bottom branches. And pretty soon all we were looking at was stubble. And I finally took them out and made a cedar arbor out of them and did some re-landscaping, putting other things that I knew would not be affected by the shade in there. So shade is not a friend of red cedar branches. And if it's the lower branches that are dying, And the ones that are most shaded, then that certainly is the cause. The other thing that can happen occasionally, you'll see a red cedar that has a very poor soil beneath it, very shallow, rocky soil, and parts of northwest Tarrant County have that kind of arrangement, and they just run out of water before others in the same yard will, and so they may have drought damage that other cedars 50 feet away or 10 feet away won't have. So
that's very possible. We do have a shallow soil.
Well, and that it may just be a cap of caliche or something that comes up beneath that plant. I don't think it's anything that's going to spread. Spider mites will occasionally get one, and they are active, maybe not at 16 degrees, but in the next month or 2 weeks even on a warm spell, maybe this afternoon. Take a branch of the one that's ill, that is declining, not dead, and thump it over white paper and see if you see any tiny mites. Now, the mite that gets on my red cedars sometimes is pretty pale in color, so you might also do the same thing over like a magazine ad that has a big area of dark blue or black and see if you see a little light-colored mite. Okay. The juniper mites are active in February each year, and they bother much earlier than other spider mites. But it may be that. I've lost one plant in 37 years to that I could attribute to that. That's all I have. You know, I need to see it. You're welcome to post a photo on my Facebook page. Let me see if I can pick it out from that. Maybe something to jump there.
Well, I think you got it with a bad soil. I'll try to do is water it more this summer and see if it pulls out.
Yeah, good luck. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. All right, let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It is for my new book. And when I finish up today, I've been working 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day on this book. And today I will begin the final chapter of the book. It will take me a week or two to finish that, probably a couple. It's perennials. It's not the actual final chapter in the book. I saved my favorite two chapters for the last. It's kind of like a downhill marathon finish. And this is going to be the most comprehensive book that I have ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is not, let me tell you some things this is and is not. It is not a revision of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Many people are saying, oh, it's time that you revise that book. I'm replacing that book. Number two, this will not be sold in bookstores. It will not be sold in nurseries or hardware stores. It will not be sold on Amazon. I'm self-publishing it, and the way that you get it is through my magazine office. I can keep your price much, much lower. I think you'll see when I give you that price in just a moment by doing it that way. This is going to be much more comprehensive than the boot book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which, by the way, is 23 years old. And I'm sure that publisher is still going to have that out in the bookstores. So if you want my new book, don't go to the bookstores. Call my magazine office. Now, we have a pre-print special price on my book right now. This book will have chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit and vegetables, things to do month by month. There's a big difference from the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. We have a ton of charts. I have three times as many photographs in this book as I had in the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Three times, two and a half times, more than 700. We haven't finished the count yet. I've added 32 pages to it and left the price at $24.95. But when I commit to a paper count and a press run, then the price goes up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Now, if you want an even better deal, you can get my magazine at half price when you buy it with the pre-order special on the book. Both of them ship to the same address. Magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for Texas in its 28th year, and it's won national awards. You get the magazine and the book for $36.90 or the book alone at $24.95, $7 postage on the book. The book will be released in early March, or printed in early March, released soon thereafter. I hope that you will take advantage of this. It's the best price you'll ever get on both of these. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 10 today. The office is open right now. 1-800-752-GROW. Don't delay. The price will go up without notice. I need to notify the publisher that we are getting very, very close. The printer. I am the publisher. 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com anytime today. neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769. This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. This is a great time of year to call them. Thank you. Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the very finest in tree care since 1981. The questions just keep pouring in for me personally about damage from the ice storm 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks, whatever it was, a long time ago, and people are still concerned. What do I do? When do I do it? And Arborological Services is the company to call. I just keep saying in my answers to them, call a certified arborist, and I'm hoping that people will remember that the certified arborist company that I recommend is Arborological Services. But they don't just have one certified arborist. You don't call and say, I want your certified arborist. They have more than 12. They really are good. They have award-winning trimming crews. They have college-degreed staff members in horticulture, plant pathology, and forestry. They just have it all, from complete tree management programs to specialized cabling and bracing, lightning arrest, all of that. Arborological Services. Here is the number. They're local, totally local, but they have a toll-free number, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. They're on my home website homepage at neilsperry.com, but their website is arborological.com. Arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
We'll go to Mary in Dallas in just a moment. If you would like to call, this is a great time to call, 800-288-WBAP. Live here on a Sunday morning, please call 800-288-9227. I want to tell you about Baylor, Plano, Baylor, McKinney. These are just two parts of the gigantic Baylor and Scott & White healthcare system. I want to tell you about these two hospitals specifically because our daughter's life was saved at Baylor, Plano. Baylor McKinney is where our doctors are, and my wife serves on that board very proudly for Baylor McKinney, very proudly. She loves those meetings and learning about a world-class hospital system. Athletic injuries can happen on the court. They can happen at home. Athletic injuries aren't just for athletes. They happen to anyone, anywhere. You can have an athletic injury doing yard work. It's not about athletics. It's about the type of injury. The orthopedic specialists on the medical staff at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney treat all kinds of everyday injuries, rotator cuff, tendonitis, ACL injuries. With extensive experience in joint replacement, sports medicine, foot and ankle, and general orthopedic needs, they have you covered. The orthopedic specialist will design a treatment that fits you and follow-up care to help you stay pain-free. So if you have an injury, give yourself a sporting chance at full recovery. Talk to those great specialists at Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call this number, 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number for 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. All right, once again, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mary in Dallas, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a liriope bed, a couple of them, that have never been separated. They're very, very thick, and I was just wondering if now's the time to do it, and how do I do it?
Okay, and they're very healthy. Everything's going well for them.
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't have to separate liriope to keep it healthy and vigorous. That's not a requirement. So unless you need them somewhere else, don't feel like you have to put yourself through that job. Do you want to expand the bed, or do you want to use them somewhere else?
I want to move them somewhere else.
Okay, that's fine. That gives me the answer I needed. The best time to move liriope would be to do so right now. The worst time probably would be for about a two-month period from late February through springtime, two- or three-month period, because it has all that soft new growth. But if you were to move it now, you would take advantage of that new growth in the new home. You don't have to do it. Well, 72 is pretty compelling this afternoon. I wouldn't send you out there tomorrow afternoon.
No.
Yeah. But, yes, this is a good time to do so. Did it brown back at all from the cold?
Very little.
Okay, good. That's to your advantage. What I do when I dig and divide liriope, Mary, is I will dig. You just dig it all up, or if you just need to get some to give to somebody or put in another bed, you can go to a back in the back against a fence or something. But dig it up and then break it into clumps that are probably fist sized, with 20 or 30 leaves coming up out of them. And I would, while you have it in your hands up out of the ground, I would have some very sharp grass shears or old scissors or something, and I would give it a burr haircut back about probably 50%, 50%.
Oh, okay.
Just to cut back a little bit on what the roots have to support until it can get re-rooted. The new growth from this year is going to come up and spray out over the top of that anyway, so you won't see it very long.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Prepare the bed ahead of time. Plant them about every... I plant pretty closely when I'm digging and dividing liriope and mondo grass. I'd plant liriope, those fist-sized clumps. I'm holding my hands on the console here, probably about 9 inches apart, checkerboard, and it'll make a nice solid bed in a year.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for the call. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to news. Jerry is going to faint when he knows that I've joined him on time for once, and so we'll get this ad break out of the way, and then we'll come right back to Charles and Lorraine, and hopefully to you as well. Next segment's our longest, so it's a good time to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Well, we had Dallas Plumbing at our daughter's home this week, and I just have to tell you, they are the most professional, on time, know what they're doing plumbing company I have ever been around. Have you ever had a plumber in your house where you said, "Ooh, maybe I will stay here. I'll just wait." I don't want to say that about any company, but I sure don't have much concern about Dallas Plumbing being in our house. They're just so good and so professional. These people have been serving plumbing needs specifically of the North Texas area for 111 years. Isn't that something? That's quite a record. If you think back, that was the year that Henry Ford developed a Ford Motor Company. It was the year the Wright brothers flew. A few things have changed, but one thing that hasn't changed at Dallas Plumbing is that the Downs family still owns and operates the company. They have won awards. They are just the best. Dallas Plumbing is complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom. Every fixture in our home came from Dallas Plumbing. This is before I did ads for them. We just knew that they were the best. And that showroom, I'm going to let you go to the website. It's on Plano Road, but I don't have the address here on my ad copy, darn it. But if you go to dallasplumbing.com, you can find it, and they're open 5 full days a week, weekdays, and then Saturday mornings as well. See all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs on display. They even have working displays for you to try. Right now, everything in the store, 25% off the manufacturer's retail price. Oh, my goodness. They can, of course, install, repair, and maintain anything they sell. Now, that is the Dallas Plumbing Kitchen and Bath Faucet and Fixture Showroom, where you can talk with professionals who know the products. While Jerry's doing the news, I'll have the address. I'll have it on the other side, but you can also get it at dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300. dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
We need to talk about our 2014 Home Landscape School. It is coming up in just, what is it now? It's going to be 3 weeks from now on Saturday, February 15. It'll be from 9 until 5 in Plano. We have a few seats left. I think probably a couple dozen seats left, and we'd love to have you be one of the participants or a husband-wife participant in the Landscape School. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you in this all-day session how to design a home landscape to scale, how to place your trees and shrubs, what are the best trees and shrubs, how to have beautiful color in your landscape, also how to design a functional and fun patio, an entryway that's enticing to people. And then 2 weeks later, on March 1 or March 2, you choose one day or the other, Saturday or Sunday, we give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your landscape plan. It really is cool. We've done this for 19 years. It always sells out. $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household, and it includes all the materials, the consultation, the whole day, the consultation, and it is fun. Now, our Home Landscape School is sponsored by Ag Power John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Monrovia Growers, Encore Electric Delivery, also Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plant Collection and Rubles Plants of Texas. You register by calling the same number that you would call to buy my new book, and that is our magazine office, 1-800-752-GROW. You can call until 10 today. Don't delay, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Of course, you can always sign up at neilsperry.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and hear Jerry Overton.
Thank you very much, Neil. Good morning to you. It is 8:32 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. If you shop at Michael's, your information may have been stolen. We'll get that story coming up right after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast looks great today. It's going to be partly sunny, warmer with a high of 73. Tonight, clear, colder, and windy. We'll drop down to 32. Only 37 for the high tomorrow. Only 38 for the high on Tuesday. It is cloudy, 48 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Dallas. Still got an accident investigation on I-35W southbound in Illinois, the right lane blocked. In Fort Worth, police reporting a major accident on 10 Mile Bridge Road, just west of Boat Club Road. Well, Michael's store says it's investigating a possible company data security breach, and it may have affected customers' payment card information. Irving-based company says it launched the probe after learning a possible fraudulent activity on some U.S. payment cards used at the home decor and crafts retailer. Police say they've disabled crude explosive devices that were found in a bag carried by a gunman to a deadly shooting in a Maryland shopping mall yesterday. Investigators say the devices appeared to be an attempt to make explosive devices using fireworks. Arizona Republican Party formally censuring Senator John McCain for not being conservative enough. The party cited his voting record, calls for immigration reform, and Whiplash, the winner of the Sundance Film Festival. The dramatic story of a jazz drummer aspiring to greatness won both audience and jury awards for U.S. dramatic films at the festival's closing awards ceremony last night. Again, we are looking for a high today of 73 degrees. It is 48 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Sure, Jerry. Thank you very, very much. And let me tell you that 1 week from today, at this very moment, we will be talking with Dr. George Ray McEachern for 2 hours on fruit and pecan crops for Texas, fruit and nut crops for your Texas landscape and garden. And so, therefore, I would like to invite you to go to the website of WamakNursery.com ahead of time and kind of become familiar with it, because George Ray is going to be recommending the best of the varieties, and Wamak Nursery in De Leon, Texas, grows and sells them. They're family-owned and operated. They grow almost all of their nursery stock, large variety, many types of nut and fruit trees, pecan trees. Now, pecans are becoming in limited supply because there are some gigantic orchards going in for pecans. There's been quite a catch-on to interest in pecans and commercial growers. Commercial growers all over the Southwest buy from Wamex. They're that good. Customers may order by phone at 254-893-6497 or online at wamacnursery.com. This is where I buy all of my fruit trees. It's also where I buy all of my blackberries and other grapes, other things of that sort. You can request a free catalog by calling them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. 254-893-6497, WamacNursery.com, W-O-M-A-C-K, Nursery.com. They ship by mail order, but you also are welcome to come see them during the work week, and they'd be happy to see you at 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon. That's near Brownwood. It's WamacNursery.com and 254-893-6497. They are absolutely the best. If you give them a try, you will see what I mean.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. I have told you that for, well, it's 19 years. Is this my 20th year? 1995 is when I began, so I guess this will make 20 years that I have spoken about them. Advanced Foundation Repair. And I remember when Fred Marshall called and said, we'd like to place ads in your program. And I said, well, Fred, I just don't know the foundation industry. Can you give me some referrals? And within a day or so, I had a list of 15, and I made my way through all 15 of those. Some of them I called, some of them I went to see. Fred took me on a job they were doing, and he said, let me take you across the street. I talked to that homeowner, and they said, oh, this company's fabulous. They do the job. They do it quickly. They guarantee it for the lifetime of the house. They were the company, the first company ever to do that. And when they come out to your house, it's about an hour and a half inspection, and it's free. There's no obligation. There's just a lot about this company that smacks of integrity. I really like Advanced Foundation Repair. I've used them twice, once at my home and once at my magazine office. Our home is a solid slab. We had one part of the house that had a problem. Our magazine office is an old pier and beam house. They have a different division that specializes in those. For all of your foundation repair needs, why don't you call the best? Why don't you call Advanced Foundation Repair, the number you just can't forget, 214-333-0003, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs, plural, foundationrepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very much. And, you know, I would like to tell you that all of my sponsors are on my website at neilsperry.com. Click on Neil on the radio, and then there's radio sponsors. I did that, in fact, to get a map to Dallas Plumbing since I didn't have their address. And, you know, I have not found that physical address yet on their website. I didn't have a lot of time to look, but they are on Plano Road, and they're just about a mile outside LBJ Freeway, northeast or north of LBJ in Garland or in Dallas. You know, is that Garland? I guess it is Garland. Anyway, I just drive there. I know how to get there. It's one of those deals. Dallas Plumbing, dallasplumbing.com. Wonderful people. All right, let's go back to our phone lines now. We have in Wiley, Charles. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call.
I'm so looking forward to your book.
Oh, I am too. That means I get a life back.
Yeah, I have read your magazine for years, and I would love to get your book when you get it. Simple question today is something a lot of people do is plant onions. I've already put out about 400 onions, and I have about 100 to go today since it's going to be pretty to plant. Mm-hmm. Last year when I grew my onions, I had a lot of them, instead of going to a bulb, they turn into a long, short, as far as length of the onion, would be round and never would become a full onion. I was wondering, am I planting them too deep, too shallow?
When you plant, well, I don't know if that's specifically it. I am not an onion expert due to a deathly allergy to onions and the whole onion thing. I carry a card with me when I go to restaurants. They love me. The thing I will tell you is that onions must be planted shallowly. They must be, thank you, Lee, I see the message. I'm talking to my producer. I have an address for Dallas Plumbing. I'll give that in a minute. As far as onions are concerned, you want about 10 or 15% of them to fall over after you've planted them. If that doesn't happen, then you planted them all too deeply. They should be just right under the surface of the soil. As far as why they are not performing as bulbing onions, I'm going to assume that they were not mixed in some way and that you didn't get some other variety. Onions are all over the map in terms of the stem shapes. And I also would hope that you got a really good bundle when you bought them each time, or bunches. If you have some that appear to be runts or in some way very, very different, you may want to set those aside or plant them together in a row somewhere else. You may want to do a little bit of grading just to make sure. If an onion gets stunted by anything such as drought, it really can alter how it grows, and that could happen as a young transplant as well. But I probably, as a station manager once suggested to me, Neil, I think you've told them more than you know.
I never forgot that line.
I thought it was so priceless.
Do you fertilize onions?
Very lightly, not much. I would fertilize them with a fairly high nitrogen fertilizer after they're established and growing 3 or 4 weeks from now. But they don't need a whole lot. They need the moisture.
Yeah, well,
and they need good drainage, and they need to be shallow. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I put out 4 different varieties, and it seems like every one of them never turned into a bulb like I expect. I have a whole neighborhood that wants me to feed them onions.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
One other thing I'll tell you is that if you have extreme cold, I don't know what 16 or 18 is going to do. You're out in the county more than in downtown Dallas, for example. Wiley is, and we have an onion grower up the road from us a mile or two, and I noticed that last year they lost a bunch of their onions, just lost a whole batch of them, and that can happen. In fact, I think they just switched immediately over to okra. Well, not immediately, but they just saved that planting space for okra.
I understand.
Yeah, so I don't know what tomorrow night's going to do. If you have any frost cloth, you might want to lay it over them just to give them some added protection, but I don't know that you have to do that, and it's going to be awfully windy, so you'd really have to weight it down.
I have them in raised beds right now.
Well, that's good for drainage, not so good for roots if it gets really cold. But, I'd imagine they'd be all right. And I will tell you one other thing. That is, if they do freeze, if you can see that, oh, man, all that work, and now they don't look like they made it, they're not very expensive to buy and replant if you have to. I hope that doesn't happen, but I would do that rather than losing them.
Okay. Well, it looks like you and I won't ever be planting onions together.
Well, I won't be dining at your table for your onion soup. But
there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Appreciate your call. I like your attitude. You're wonderful. Let me go to Lorraine up the road from him in Parker. Lorraine, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help?
You can help. Yeah, I believe so. Just a quick question.
Okay.
Last Wednesday when we had the freezing temperatures, I had someone plant several 3-gallon red-tipped photinias in that cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they were definite about not watering them in. I never heard anything about it. They said, no, wait till Saturday when the temperatures warm up. I always thought you're supposed to water in.
Absolutely. There is absolutely I have no idea why anybody would tell you that, because it's critical that a new plant be watered in to get the air out of the soil. And then secondly, it's critical that any plant be properly hydrated before cold weather arrives.
Well, they said it would freeze the roots. Oh, I don't know.
That's baloney. Why would that freeze any faster than just air?
It's probably because they were so cold they didn't want to have to
water. I think you might have hit on it. I think you got
it. I watered them Saturday, so I hope they're okay.
They'll be fine. Yeah, it's not like they were dug and transplanted. That's the difference.
They were in pots. Yeah,
you're fine. You're fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Jep is in East Texas. Jep, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I have some property up in northwest Arkansas that's real rocky, and I'm wanting to put some clover on it. I need to know how to prep the soil for it.
All right. What are you prepping for? What are you trying to do with that ground?
I'm just trying to cover it with clover, so that way, I have some food plots for the deer.
Okay, gotcha. So it's not like you're trying to put a vegetable garden in or something like that.
No.
All right.
No.
I think probably what I would do, the only thing about trying to get any of the stone out of there, I'm thinking out loud because this is not a question I normally handle. This is more in agronomy, but let me try my best. I know from being the son-in-law of a now deceased farmer that farmers hate rocks, and they work their way to the surface. And so if you were to go through there and cultivate in some way to get the rocks out, rake them out, pull them out, lift them out, you'll have more rocks later. It's just an odd thing that happens. I have some round, I call them river rock, but they came from a hillside at my father-in-law's farm, and they have some plow marks on them. And I know that those, he didn't swear, but it was his version, I'm sure. So I think probably what you need to do is get the worst of them out, but I wouldn't break your back trying to get all the stone out, and then cultivate it lightly, and then sow your clover. Clover is generally, I would think, a cool season crop that would be sown in October.
Correct.
And so I don't have any great brainstorm beyond that. You don't have to add a lot of nitrogen to it because it's a legume that can fix nitrogen out of the soil. You don't want to put much nitrogen on it. And it just needs moisture after you plant. Arkansas has had more moisture than we have.
Right.
Jeff, I don't have anything that will prove that I'm brilliant, because I'm not. But
okay. Well, I mean, we've been trying to get, we tried some cover or grass, winter wheat, mm-hmm. and it just didn't do very well. You know, I've used a rock rake up there a few times, and like I say, they just keep
working their way back up. Yeah. Have you ever tried rye just as a winter crop, one of the rye grasses?
I haven't.
I think that's going to be a better chance for you than I would think than winter wheat, but I'm really out of my element. I would talk to the county extension agent in that county and ask their advice. They would know if these are hunting leases. They would have others who have asked. They've probably put on demonstrations of what to do, and they certainly work with the farmers on wheat and other cover crops for the winter time.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a much that's where the really smart people will show up in your life.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate the call. I enjoyed it. Good luck with it.
All right.
Okay, folks, we have a physical address, and I'm going to mark it down so I will have it. And I knew this from prior ads. It looks familiar now. 11055 Plano Road. 11055 Plano Road is for Dallas Plumbing Company, and it just got left off my ad copy, and I will make note of that, and we'll get that fixed for other ads. But now you know where to go to the kitchen and bath showroom Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. So that turned into about a 20-minute ad for him there, Lee. Thank you for looking that up for me. All right, we're going to come back to Sam in Fairfield, Houston in Oklahoma. That will confuse you. And that'll be right after I give you a couple of messages. Folks, I want to tell you once again about the book that I am writing. And as soon as I finish today, I intend to get right back onto my computer and start writing the final chapter of the book, the chapter that will deal with perennials for Texas landscaping. It's actually going to be one of the middle chapters, but I saved my favorite two annuals and perennials for the last because I knew I would enjoy doing them, and by then I knew I'd be tired. I am exhausted. Since July, I have gone almost nowhere. If we have dined out, we've gone to fast restaurants close to home. It's just been a real marathon to get the book done, but we're being very, very careful. I have never enjoyed anything professional in my professional life as much as this. The editor of my magazine, Carolyn Skye, the graphic designer who did my calendars when I was doing them, the last 8 or 9 of my calendars, Cindy Smith, we are the team, the three of us. I'm self-publishing that. You're not going to find it in stores. You're not going to find it on Amazon. You call my magazine office if you want the book, or you can order it at neilsperry.com anytime, NEILSPERRY.com. This book will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It will not be a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the boot book with the cowboy boots. That one is going to be in stores. I'm sure that publisher is going to keep it there. I don't have any contact with that publisher any longer, so that's other than just getting a royalty check once in a while. This one is going to be available through my magazine office. It will be much more comprehensive. It will be the combination of everything I have ever written, the all the information of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, but in a completely different user-friendly format, 23 years younger, by the way, also all of my posters, all the calendar information, everything in one book, and it will be only $24.95 if you call before 10 today. Now, the price will go up when I commit to a press count, and we are days away from having to do that with the printer. Be printed in San Antonio. The better offer, though, is to buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You get that for less than $12. The total price of the offer there is $36.90 for the magazine for a year and for the book. Satisfaction completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. $7 postage on the book either way. Call before 10 today. Call before the price goes up. It will never come back to those two levels again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Let's talk about North Haven Gardens right now. In fact, this is where we will hold our landscape design school consultations on March 1 and March 2. We're going to be bringing in landscape designers from all over Texas on those 2 days. And one of the reasons that we go there is because they have a wonderful meeting room where they hold a lot of great programs of their own. Plus, I just love being in North Haven Gardens any chance I get. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. I don't know what you were doing in 1951, but North Haven Gardens was being founded in that year, and they've been there ever since. They have organic seed potatoes at North Haven Gardens. They've arrived. They have a wide selection of organic bulk and packaged potatoes, white potatoes, red and yellow potatoes. They have them all, and they have the recommended varieties. North Haven Gardens has the new Texas A&M peach tree varieties that you've been hearing about so much. They have in stock Royal Zest 3, White Zest 1, and Flat Delight 2. They have a great selection of fruit trees, vines, and shrubs available to plant now. Figs, pears, apples, plums, pecans, grapes. They even have blueberries if you want to try those. Blackberries, oh, you got to try those. Go to nhg.com for information on current pop-up demonstrations, including growing and caring for roses, Saturday, February 1 from 1 to 2. Pam Smith, oh, she's good. Landscape manager for the City of Farmers Branch for a timely discussion on proper rose selection and planting, pruning, and maintenance. There's nobody better than Pam Smith. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week, nhg.com. Love that place. It's North Haven Gardens.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenitytxt.org. One day at a time, Serenity.
Do you remember the ice storm? You do? Oh, there's a shock. Do you remember all the trees that broke? You do. You remember all the power outages? You do. I do. We had a lot of trees up and down the county roads where I live that came down on power lines. And you know what? Encore says, please help us. Please know before you grow. Talk to your nursery about how tall, how wide a tree will grow before you plant it. Don't be planting trees near power lines. And if you have rogue seedlings of hackberries and cottonwoods and things like that coming up in beds that are at property lines beneath power lines, pull those out. They do not need to be sacred trees that need to be gotten allowed to get up into tree into power lines. And if you're going to be doing any kind of trimming around your trees, if you're within 10 feet of power lines, you better be calling Encore Electric Service Delivery, O-N-C-O-R, 888 888- 313-6862. That can help you determine what needs to be done to do the project safely. They may suggest you call a professional arborist out. If you see any kind of smoke or fire or anything going on because a limb is dangling on a power line, call 911 and leave that area right away. Don't ever get near a downed line. And before digging, call 811 at least two business days. You've seen where they've come out and marked on the ground. That's exactly why they do that. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery. They keep us warm. They keep us bright. In the summer, they keep us cool. ONCOR.com. All right, we go to Sam in Fairfield. Sam, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Sam. I guess Sam is gone. Lee, let's go to Houston in Oklahoma. Houston, this is Neil. Good morning. All right. And Lee, I am not hearing anything on either of those lines. And I am still connected, so I'm just making sure that my studio here is online and working. So we'll keep trying there. I don't know exactly what happened to those two calls. All right, Sam is there now, I am told. Let's try that again. Sam, this is Neil. You're in Fairfield. How may I help you?
Neil, this is Sam, and I was calling to find out what's the proper time to plant black-eyed Susans by broadcasting them in seed.
You know what? I am going to tell you I don't know for sure, and I'll tell you exactly why. One reason is I have not done it. I've encouraged them in my own property, but I have not planted them. I'll tell you lots of reasons I don't know. They bloom a little bit later, which kind of makes me wonder if they might be able to germinate in the spring and get it together quickly enough to bloom. The alternate time then, of course, would be September, as most spring blooming wildflowers would be planted. Gallardias would fall into the same boat. They bloom a little bit later, and I don't think they're going to have time if they were to be planted in early March. I don't think they'll have time to get established. My guess is going to be that you would plant them both in the fall, in early fall, and then get some moisture to them.
Okay,
Sam,
can I ask you,
Sam,
then?
Yeah, hang on. There's something really critical I want to tell you, and that is I think if you will contact the people at Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg and ask them, they will have that answer for you.
I've got another question related to that.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold because we have the news coming in about 8 seconds. We'll come back to you. Okay, we will adjourn. If you'd like to call, good time to call. 800-288-WBAP. Stay tuned.